done. Thank you.
Ruth Baker in the White House had just been struck dead and laid candlelight clues to that moment that they almost unbelievable. I had press meetings every day for 12 years as leader.
Hello.
Justice clock on the top button.
Hi, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good. See, I talked to our friend, and he said that I was going to go up there, and then he said he was tied up this afternoon, so I thought I'd just call to him on the phone. It's 12 o'clock when we had our lunch.
Good.
And he said that he had some odds and ends that he hoped to be able to get wound up in a day or two, and that he was going to call you, that he thought that request like that was a command, and that that you giving it me, following up on it, why he felt a great urge to do it, and that I told him that I didn't say anything about the 48 hours, but I told him that it was important to, for him to decide quickly, and he said that he just couldn't tell me today. What do you think about me going up there tomorrow?
No, I'd
reset at 2:30.
No, I'd just wait. I'd wait and give him a little time because he's. I talked to him early this morning on some businessmen meetings I was going to have with CED and.
I bet you were on the phone when I called him.
Maybe.
I called him about 9:15.
Well, I bet that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, I got him at 12.
Well.
What did he say this morning?
He didn't go into that angle of it.
Uh-huh.
I was just asking him about the Committee on Economic Development, who made it up, what it was,
yeah.
How to watch it, and so forth. He knows everything, though.
Oh yeah.
And much obliged. And I'd wait a day or two, and I'll talk to you over the weekend or sometime or whatever.
I'll tell you, I'll call him again a day or two.
All right.
It's a wonderful party last night.
Thank you.
Appreciate you having me.
Bye.
Bye.